This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, nearly 271,000 people have died from COVID-19, and there has been more than 3.9 million confirmed infections. Approximately 77,000 people in the United States have died from the virus, and there are nearly 1.3 million confirmed infections. The Trump administration shelved a set of detailed documents created by the nation's top disease investigators and meant to give step-by-step advice to local leaders deciding when and how to reopen public places during the coronavirus pandemic. Those public places include mass transit, daycare centers, restaurants, and bars. The report by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was supposed to be published last Friday. A CDC employee tells the Associated Press that agency officials were told the report would never see the light of day. The administration has been closely controlling the CDC's release of information during the coronavirus pandemic. Some U.S. governors are disregarding or creatively interpreting White House guidelines and easing their state's lockdowns and letting businesses reopen. An Associated Press analysis has found that 17 states do not appear to meet one of the key benchmarks set by the White House for loosening up a 14-day downward trajectory in new cases or positive test rates. And yet many of those states have begun to reopen or about to do so. Regional and political fractures are emerging in many countries over how fast to lift the lid on coronavirus-imposed lockdowns. Officials are worried about economic devastation, but also fear a second wave of deaths. French mayors are resisting the government's call to reopen schools, but Italian governors want room to ease lockdown measures even faster. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea condemned the South Friday for holding military drills, saying the situation was returning to before the diplomatic rapprochement of 2018, as leader Kim Jong-un, whose health was the subject of intense speculation in recent weeks, reached out to traditional ally Beijing. Kim sent Chinese leader Xi Jinping a diplomatic communication congratulating him for China's success in controlling the novel coronavirus epidemic. The nuclear-armed North has closed its borders to try to protect itself from the disease that first emerged in its giant neighbor, and it insists it has not had any cases, even as the virus has swept across the world. Kim told Xi he was pleased with China's successes as his own, according to KCNA, adding he sent military greetings to every member of the Communist Party of China. Rumors swirled for weeks about Kim's health after he failed to appear at an April 15th celebration for the birthday of his grandfather, the North's founder, the most important day in the country's political calendar until he reappeared at the weekend at a factory opening. The U.S. Justice Department says it is dropping its criminal case against President Trump's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn. Court filing was quickly celebrated by Mr. Trump. The president said he hoped a big price would be paid by officials who had accused Flynn of lying about his conversation with the Russian ambassador during the 2016 political campaign. That was part of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of contacts between Russia and Mr. Trump's campaign. Flynn admitted his guilt and became a key cooperator for Mueller's probe, but later asked to withdraw his guilty plea. A Trump administration official says a policy of stricter border enforcement imposed in response to the COVID-19 outbreak may have to stay in place even as the virus begins to ebb in the U.S. and life in the country starts to return to normal. Acting Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan raised the possibility of prolonging the border security measures as he presented statistics showing a steep drop in illegal immigration along the U.S.-Mexico border. President Trump authorized the rapid deportation of illegal immigrants and closed the border to all but essential traffic in March to help contain the spread of the virus. A white father and son accused of fatally shooting a black man who was running in their Georgia neighborhood have been taken into custody and charged with murder. The arrest Thursday came after the release of a video of the February incident that sparked national outcry. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says 64-year-old Gregory McMichael and 34-year-old Travis McMichael were arrested and will be booked into the Glynn County Jail. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.